Look who came back for the next trial. 30 minutes early. The drug isn't even done mixing. Did you miss me that much? Well, don't just stand there. Come into the back. We can chat for a minute while I set up. Ooh, let me hug you first. Such a warm embrace. I dreamt about this all day during work. Today was such a drag before you arrived. The few patients that came in were so boring. Thankfully, I just began a week of vacation solely to focus on you. The patients? Nothing special. Allergies, a broken arm, vaccinations, migraines. Such inconsequential problems. Not to mention the mountain of paperwork that I keep putting off. Ugh, it's really stressing me out. Had to put a bit of whiskey in my coffee to keep me from losing my mind. I would offer you some, but alcohol would interfere with your test. Oh well, more for me. To be honest, not really sure why I see patients. They love to bore me with all the inconsequential details of their lives as if I were their hairstylist. And let me tell you the most asinine ones. For my first appointment, a mom bragged about how little Howard got second place in the spelling bee, probably because there were only two contestants. Another patient mentioned that their husband's been coming home from work later and later every day, perhaps because she's gained 50 pounds since she started seeing me. I mean, how oblivious can you be? The most mundane one, though, was a woman who wouldn't shut up about the new matching drapes and carpet in her summer home. If it wasn't for the innuendo that got me to smile for a second, I would have hung myself with my stethoscope right in front of her. Well, I wouldn't want to do that. And then I wouldn't be able to test on you further. And you'd be left without a master. Anyway, it's like that every time they come in. I'm a doctor, not a BFF. People should be coming in for medicine, not my thoughts on the latest soap operas. Moving to the city should have taken me away from all the soccer moms, but it seems like they're just going to follow me to the ends of the earth. Too bad they're not handsome men like you instead. If it were up to me, I would dedicate 24 hours a day brewing up new... developing new drugs. My client, though, stipulated that I had to open up a general practice in this location as a cover for the real job. The formula would have been done 3 weeks earlier if I didn't have to deal with that. The formula. You want to know how it's made? All in due time, my sweet guinea pig. Maybe if you're good today, I'll list off some of the ingredients. Doubt it would interest you. Just some herbs and animal products. All right, let's begin the checkup. Just like last time, I have to examine a few of your body parts as we wait for the drug to finish synthesizing. So take off your pants and shirt, please. Yes, yes, I'll give them back to you. I just need to look for change in certain places. I'm touching you as your doctor, not your girlfriend. And that comes later. Was that a small yelp? Come on, I didn't grope you nearly as hard as last time. Now don't squirm, I'm almost done. And see, that wasn't so bad. Men, always so protective of that area. Because I'm generous, you can put your boxers back on. But keep the shirt off. I enjoy the view. Oh, it's finally done brewing. Synthesizing. Maybe I had a bit too much whiskey this morning. And come, turn off the light switch and take a gander. Isn't that neat? Bioluminescence, it practically glows in the dark. It's certainly attracting you like a moth to a flame. Okay, guinea pig. I've teased you long enough. Time for you to do your job. Just down the vial in one shot. I'll be right here observing, so there's no need to be nervous. Trust me. Good. Now, turn and look into the light up here. Good, hearing is working. Dilation is normal. Now this is where the fun begins. Let's start off, guinea pig, with where you struggled last time. Kiss me deeply, as if I were your long-lost lover. Excellent. Oh, I miss those lips more than anything. And they're all mine. Oh, yes, my guinea pig. All mine. As enjoyable as first base was, though, I'm afraid we have to move on in the name of science. You passed yesterday's final with flying colors. Today, however, is something different. I'm going to test out the physical limits of your submission. We have to find out just how much men are willing to put up with from their girlfriends before they break. In other words, let's see how much pain you can handle. In my hands is an ordinary wooden ruler. Do you know what I'm going to use it for? No, not measuring anything. That's right. I'm going to smack you with it. Right on your shapely gluteus maximus. Have to keep it professional, after all. Now lay across my knee like a naughty schoolboy. Seems someone missed a pop quiz. My command to you is, do not utter a single sound. No moans or grunts of pain during this test. Nod your head for me if you understand. Good. And remember, not a single word. You don't have the privilege. Did you feel that? This is only the beginning. You're holding up well. I can see you grinning. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Good. You're not the only one. Are we finished? Oh, no. That was just the first part. And you passed. Good job. This next test, however, will be quite the excitement. Do you see what kind of shoes I'm wearing? That's right. High heels. In fact, these heels hold a special meaning. A long time ago, I bought them for a date, but the asshole stood me up. It still upsets me to this day. And it's not healthy to hold on to your negative emotions. So you're going to help me with a little therapy session. Lay on the floor face up. For round two, I will be placing one foot on your chest and slowly putting more pressure on it. I've always wanted to do this to a man. Are you ready? No. What do you mean, no? Huh. Normally, disobedience would result in punishment, but since I'm an ethical researcher, I'll make another deal with you. You've been curious about how I made that drug, so here's my offer. The longer you can handle the pressure, the more of the story I'll tell you. Deal? Smart boy. Here we go. It all started a few days after I moved into this building. Imagine me combing through every piece of literature to find something as a starting point. Medical journals, ancient Chinese texts, Indian gurus, Native American cures, nothing. Nobody had ever successfully created a drug that could do what I'm trying to do to you. After a month of research, though, I found a lead. A love potion. That old trope. A potion that binds the mind and heart of its user to the first person they see. I should admit that aside from being a master chemist, I also dabble in the creation of potions from time to time. Some may call it magic. I just think of it as advanced chemical engineering. Something my grandmother taught me when I was just a girl. Simple things like making a teacher think you'd turned in an essay when you hadn't, or glamoring my room so my mother thought I'd cleaned up my toys. It wasn't until I began my studies that I really started to understand how useful they could really be. And, of course, I had to build a connection to the supernatural realm, if you want to call it that. In their communities, the materials I needed were pretty common. A pinch of pixie dust, the wings of a cherub, claw of a werewolf. Fantastical things, like out of a storybook. The forest people are masters of collecting these products. Combine them in the right order, the right amount, whisper a few words, et voila. You have a potion. Being a doctor helps you make quick friends. Elf, witch, vampire, you name it. They aren't as terrifying as they seem once you get to know them. Well, the vampires might try to give you a hickey, but they mean well. I wonder if you could hold up against their thrall if I commanded you to. Oh dear. My foot has been pressing down so hard. You must have really wanted to hear my story. Look at you wincing in pain, silly man. I hope I didn't break anything. Let me take a look. Now hold still. I command you to hold still. I won't hurt you, not on purpose. That part of the test is over. Oh, no. It feels like you might have a bit of a fracture along your sternum. Oh, guinea pig. Did someone step on you? Don't worry. I'm a doctor. I know just what to do. Let me kiss your boo-boo and make it all better. As much as I wish that worked. Let me get the real remedy. A small healing potion that'll have you as good as new by this time tomorrow. And a couple Vicodin won't hurt. Let me get you to the couch. Poor baby. You really better stay here with me tonight, so I can observe your condition. Oh, I'm sorry. This means we can't go to the movies like we planned. You're too sore to go out. I know, you were really excited to take me to that film. How about instead we stay in, cuddle up, and order some Chinese? I may not have Netflix, but I do have a collection of DVDs we could watch instead. This is better than going out again, isn't it? And don't worry, those painkillers should kick in soon. Today's trial went so well. I could see in your eyes you were enjoying every second of it. Now just lie back and let your doctor take care of everything.